My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
With Team Kendrick around here. By the way, Super Bowl halftime show, man. Going to be fire.
Oof. Anybody going to show up? It's in New Orleans, right? Isn't that why Lil Wayne and everybody's pissed off? Because it's in their backyard and Kendrick's coming. I think it's in New Orleans, right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. But you know, like, I don't know whether it still exists. Jay-Z picks the halftime show, right? He's still in charge of that? I don't know if it still exists, but he and Weezy had a little beef for a while.
Yeah, I heard one of the lines that Weezy dropped on him. Yeah. It was great about a 44, and you look 44. I can't remember it. I ain't going to do it justice, but it was pretty incredible.
So we kind of wonder whether or not, you know, it's squashed but not squashed. Because that is disrespectful. I mean, when Dr. Dre, what was the Super Bowl where he performed? Wasn't that in Cali?
Yeah, 3 years ago, right?
And last year.
Or was it two?
Yeah, I think it was two, three. It doesn't matter. It was out there. Because you come to New Orleans and you bring in Cali out to New Orleans.
Was that before or after the weekend?
I don't know. That's a Super Bowl halftime show that I want to forget.
Yeah, I don't know. What was he running through? Amazing.
That thing. I'm like, I'm not smoking weed, and then it's got me all messed up. I'm not taking edibles. It was messed up after that show. Birds lose 2 out of 3 to the Tampa Bay Rays, and the offense right now is bad, Jeremy. It is bad. On Friday, it won 2-0. That's not good offense. On Saturday, they came back. They lost 7-1, and yesterday they lost 2-0. It scored 3 runs in a total of 3 games.
Well,
that's bad. It's horrible.
I told you, I had a buddy ask me, so what do you think about taking the Orioles in the series? They were 2-1. And I just said, not that you're going to be right on everything. I said, the thing that concerned me about it is if you've watched the Rays pitch, I've been betting a lot of Rays unders. And when you get a low scoring game, you know what happens in the eighth inning? You're still in it. Like, weird things happen. And they're one of those teams. They don't hit well with runners in scoring position. They don't hit a lot of home runs. You know, so they need a lot of base hits to really get something going. And they kind of went off Saturday. I mean, I know there were a couple of home runs, but just looking at it, it wasn't like this great offensive output by either team except for Saturday night with the Rays. I thought the games would be close, but by no means did I think they were going to lose the series. But that's one of the reasons why I wouldn't have bet it, just because, again, if you watch the Rays, all of their games, they're in all those games. They're very ugly because their offense is terrible and their pitching's good.
Yeah, you're right, and I love the way you said it. They make you play their style.
Well, if you muck up a game in football, right? And what I mean by that is if you're like the Steelers to me mucked up the game against the Falcons this weekend. Lots of runs on first and second down, getting that short yardage, trying to make the plays when you can, punting the ball. The clock's winding down every time when you're snapping the ball, so it's almost like you're trying to control that time of possession. There are a lot of ugly teams that can do that. The Patriots mucked up the game with Cincinnati, but Cincinnati had a chance to do that all on their own to make you play their style. And I think when teams are able to do that, they'll surprise you every once in a while with a win here or there. And by no means do I think the Rays are good, but I've been saying their pitching since getting healthy has been better and better. Mm-hmm. And oh, by the way, Shane Baz, who is a top 10 pick.
He's pretty good.
Hasn't quite panned out yet, but you can see why they like him. The same thing with Taj Bradley. He's had his ups and downs, strikes out a lot of guys. Sometimes it's just a 5-inning pitcher. And then now you got, who is it, Springs back. Pepio looks good for them, which I can't believe I'm saying. And I'm missing one of them. But, you know, a good rotation.
Yeah.
And that's with all the injuries they still have.
And speaking of injuries, the Birds have a lot of them. How important is it for them to get healthy, Jeremy, for them to advance in the postseason? Can they do it without it?
With the way they've been playing, it doesn't feel like it. But again, I go back to this. No matter what happens in the postseason, we're going to have so many. If they end up losing, we're going to have the I told you so crowd. It doesn't matter if they lose in the ALCS or the World Series, mm-hmm. wherever, even if it's the first round. I told you so. That's what they're waiting for. But the fact of the matter is, if they get Westberg back, they get Mountcastle back, who I don't think anybody's brought up until you mentioned him this morning, mm-hmm. And what that can do affecting the righty-lefty and all the moves you can make. Plus, Mountcastle, to me, is basically an everyday player.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to play him as much as you can.
Yeah.
Westberg is an everyday player. You add two of those guys in your lineup, think about how different it looks. And, oh, by the way, what I've said about Suarez, now that you're looking at Eflin and Burns have been pitching really well, you take Suarez, you move him to the bullpen when Grayson comes back, mm-hmm. then you have your four or five that you want to go with, if that's Kramer or somebody else. And then, of course, Kalum, Webb, when they come back, you're not only moving in good pieces, some of your best pieces, mm-hmm. you're moving out guys that you don't trust on an everyday basis.
Yep.
So I do think they're going to get better if they get healthy. The only thing I worry about is Westberg going to have enough time to really get some at-bats in and feel like himself, or is he going to be rushed off of that injury to just get back out there?
I think it's important for them to get him back to make that World Series run. Think about this for a second. Let's say you don't get everybody back. I mean, can I pick and choose when you get back?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you get back Coulomb, you get back Grayson, Mountcastle, and Westberg. Just those four. If you get those four back, who's better in the American League?
I mean, look, I still think we're one of the best teams, if not the best team in the American League. And, you know, it's easier said than done because you're looking at, they were the first team to 80 wins. And then on top of it, with all those injuries and everything you've seen, I know they haven't played as well as you've liked since the All-Star break. But, you know, when the playoffs start, my only concern about them, and you asked this question multiple times on the show, and I never even really thought about bringing it up. Do they rely too much on the home run? And the thing that's scary about that is when we get into October, temperatures come down, wind goes up, ball doesn't carry as much. You really got to get a hold of one to get it out.
Yep.
If you're playing in New York, Camden Yards, Philadelphia, you know, when you're playing in Houston or L.A., you don't have to worry about it as much. But in the American League, Cleveland's not going to be a great place to go hit when the weather changes. So I think that's a big part of it, that you have to start hitting better with runners in scoring positions and scoring position and working the counts. And one of the things that nobody bringing up, really, Jordan Westberg is a grinder when he gets in the box.
Yes, I mean,
he's going to grind out at bats, foul off pitches. What does that do? Instead of having somebody that's coming up and going to get 0-2 or swing at something out of the strike zone, you got a guy that works counts. And a lot of times he works counts and then gets on base.
I love Jordan Westberg. You know that. I loved him a long, long time ago when people were talking about all the other guys. I kept saying, listen, Jordan Westberg, dude, he's something else. And I think everybody else realizes that this kid is a necessity in this lineup. And the fact, I said it before and I'll say it again, this might be a better managerial job for Brandon Hyde this year than it was last year when he won Manager of the Year.
And people trashed him the whole season and they're still doing it.
No doubt about it.
And again, like, there are plenty of spots that I look at that I could criticize a manager for a move he made, mm-hmm. but it's like the only thing that matters to people out there, did it work out or not? And that doesn't always mean that it's the right move to make in those situations, but that's what you're judged upon.
No doubt. Daily Line at 9:30, but on the other side, Meg Wyford from Johns Hopkins University, ALS Packard Center, will join us up next on The Fan. 9:17 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Jeremy, a little under a year ago, I revealed to our listeners who are like family to us, extended family, that my mom had ALS. Then from that point on, the Orioles reached out to us. ALS Day in Major League Baseball is June 2nd, and they made her pretty much the face of that. And that started some relationships that have been really not only beneficial for my mom, but just, you know, worked to be some friendships.
Yeah.
Our next guest is a person who reached out to me during that time and has really become a friend and really helped me out above and beyond. Senior Associate Director of Development for the Robert Packard Center for ALS Research at Johns Hopkins, Meg Whiteford. What's going on, Meg?
Good morning, Rob and Jeremy. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. First of all, I mean, we know ALS Lou Gehrig's disease, and from the outside looking in, which I was probably about a year ago, we hear what it affects and impacts. Tell us more about this and this disease and how it just takes people's lives away.
Yeah, so Rob, you know that I lost my dad to ALS 34 years ago, so I'm in this fight. ALS is a disease that is considered rare. There's no cure for it, and we don't know what the cause is, but we're making great progress in the research, and we're really excited about the work that we're doing at the Robert Packard Center for ALS Research at Johns Hopkins.
Yeah, it's such a debilitating injury, or a disease, I should say. I was telling Rob, my wife's grandfather was a military vet. He lived with it for 12 years, and they were fortunate because they could afford a lot of the stuff that they needed for his life, for him to live his life at the best that he possibly could. But you guys help out with so much. How important is it for people that have ALS to get some of the equipment and things that they're going to need so their lives, at least, you know, these last few years are going to be better for them?
Yeah, so Jeremy, like you said, quality of life, it's very important because it takes away a loss of motor control, dropping things, sensory functions. And it's very important to get the equipment. There are lots of people in Baltimore that help with this, our ALS clinics, other people. And at the Robert Packard Center, we really focus on the research to try to give hope to the families and relieve some of the fear that the families are facing.
Yeah, and that is 100% spot on. Meg Weifert from Robert Packard Center for ALS Research at Johns Hopkins. Tell us more about the Robert Packard Center, what they're doing in the community, and also, I guess, how other people can help.
Thank you, Rob. So there is a great history between the Robert Packard Center at Johns Hopkins and the Baltimore Orioles. During Cal Ripken's streak, when he broke Lou Gehrig's 21-31 streak, the Orioles sold chairs on the field and raised $2 million. With that, they contributed that to Johns Hopkins to start what was called the ALS Center, which is now named as the Robert Packard Center for ALS Research. And that was in 2000. So we are heading into our 25th anniversary in 2025. What's unique about us is even though we are based at Johns Hopkins, we are the convener of the best research worldwide. We are funded 100% through philanthropy, and this means we do not get NIH grants, we do not get governmental funding. We have third-party golf tournaments, runs, sales that help us. We also have some private foundations, corporate foundations that help support our yearly symposium, where we have 500 researchers behind closed doors for 3 days talking about unpublished data and pushing the best research forward. So the Packard Center, we raise money and we find the best and brightest around the world. We issue 70% of our grants outside of Johns Hopkins and roughly 13% internationally. So in the 24 years that we have been in existence, we have funded researchers in 9 countries, most recently Israel, and at over 61 separate medical and research institutions. And I think that's the stat that really opens eyes and people's hearts, because they realize we are looking for the best and brightest around the world. We are funding the high-risk research that will make a difference for the patients. And Rob and Jeremy, our research coming out of the Packard-funded research has supported 50% of the clinical trials in the last decade and 3 of the 4 drugs on the market. So we really believe we have a great model here. Once you're a funded researcher for us, you are required to present your unpublished data to the entire consortium worldwide to give you feedback on that data so that only the best research moves forward.
Now, looking at this too, because, you know, and just talking about it, I was saying something to Rob earlier, it's amazing, like, when your life is impacted by something or affected by it, that's when you really start to see things. Like, my wife has MS, you know, Rob's son has autism, and there's certain things, until you've seen it or it affects somebody that you care about, it's really tough. So one of the things I say for people that can't donate, sharing the awareness of it and sharing things involving this, even people just posting the video of Rob's terrible pitch. it helps, right?
Absolutely. Spreading. That's why I'm so thankful to Rob and his mom for spreading awareness and the Baltimore Orioles and MLB baseball and everyone in the Baltimore community spreading awareness about this, not just during ALS Awareness Month, which is the month of May, but there are so many people nationwide and internationally that we can connect on LinkedIn, we can connect on social media, you can use your platforms to spread awareness about this, because we are making progress.
Yeah, we are. And thank you so very much, Meg, for all that you've done. How can folks find out more about it? Website, the phone number, give us something for the people, because you may have some people who are really interested in it.
Great, Rob. Well, you know that you and I went through the website at www.packardcenter.org. And our website has a lot for patients, for families, for researchers. You can see the research we're funding. You can find every other ALS organization, and Rob, I know that you and I talked about that, who does what and where you can find help. And I think that that was, you shared that that was helpful to you. So our website has a lot of information. Again, that's www.packardcenter.org. There's also a way to donate through that. You can see the other groups who are funding us, and you can see our most interesting research at this time.
There you go. Meg, thank you so very much.
Great stuff, Meg. Thank you.
Rob and Jeremy, thank you so much for this opportunity. Have a great day.
You too. 410-583-1057 is the number. Just philanthropy. That's it.
Yeah.
No grants. No. If you don't give, they don't get.
Yeah. It's a hard, like, there's a lot of stuff when you start talking about Johns Hopkins. And, like, that's what we talk about when I do the Mix 106.5 Radiothon. Mm-hmm. All that money that's donated to the Johns Hopkins Children's Center. Like, there's so many causes that are important. And again, I don't mean to put one over the other, but we're all affected by different things.
Yeah.
I never thought that I'd be sitting here with, you know, talking about mental illness as much as I did when I got into my 40s, but it is what it is. So, you know, with all the jokes aside and all the things that we do, you know, I've had the chance to see Rob with his mom, where there are no cameras or anything on, and it's the same thing, man. Like, I told him the one day that he took his mom out back when it was 172 degrees outside, and I think they were both wearing blankets, which I don't understand. Like, it's just special. You see the bond he has, and I can see it in your eyes when you're talking about her. You know, even like, I'm not even just talking the times where it's emotional and it gets to you, because we all get hit every once in a while with that stuff. And you know, like I say this all the time, it's just important to be nice to everyone, because you don't know what someone else is going through.
Never know.
And this is one of those things that it's so out of your control, Rob, that there's nothing you can do but just be there and support her.
100% right. And I got involved in college basketball coaching. Randy Gregory hired me, and he was diagnosed with ALS a little over a decade ago. And I never knew how that, and now he's circling back, leading me in the right direction, helping me out. So, you, like you said, you never know. Joe LaCroix's Encore 9:45, but on the other side, Jeremy. Man, I don't have no money, man. Oil, I got 10 cents. Where can I put it?
Well, I'll tell you this much. So, we got a bunch of baseball games today. It's a lighter slate. There's no WNBA. We have one NFL game, which happens to be the 49ers and the, I almost said Packers, and the Jets. I'm just thinking about Aaron Rodgers. I'll tell you how yesterday went, how my lock went. Did I hit it? Did I miss it? It was a frustrating game, I'll tell you that much. And then we'll get into how the slate went yesterday and Saturday as well, and give you the plays for today. That's all coming up next here on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more rips.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Big Bad Daily Line. 105.7 The Fan.
Laporta in motion. Here's the snap. Handoff Montgomery running right into the end zone. Touchdown, Lions. Ball game, Lions. David Montgomery with a one-yard touchdown run. A walk-off. And the Lions in overtime beat the Rams 26-20. What a way to start the Sunday night schedule here in 2024.
It's a great game if you didn't bet the Rams, which the Rams were my lock. That's courtesy of Westwood One. Frustrating. Like, I don't want to be the guy that always comes on and says, oh, that was a bad beat. You know, I do know when you score eight runs in the seventh, eighth, and ninth inning or in extra innings, yeah, it does feel like a bad beat. When you need one out and somebody scores four runs, and you, yeah, it feels like a bad beat. When you've got plus 4.5 and your team's actually winning the game, they kick a field goal to go to overtime. And in an overtime, it's not ended by a field goal. You win in overtime with 4 out of 5 things that could happen, right? You kick a field goal, win the game that way. Obviously, the ball would have to come back. Mm-hmm. You score a touchdown, win that way. They kick a field goal, you cover that way. Nobody scores. You win that way. The only way you lose in overtime is if the Lions score an effing touchdown. And according to that sound from Westwood One, the Lions scored an effing touchdown. So, yeah, it does sit in my craw a little bit where it's frustrating because I love this spot and all the reasons I liked it. It ended up being close. And the same thing, like I kept telling everybody, the Colts and the Rams were my two favorite plays this week. Fortunate the way the Colts game went, but they also made some mistakes in there and that, you know, we get that backdoor cover, if you want to call it that. They could have had a chance to win the game, but they couldn't get another stop because their run defense is just so god-awful. Going back to yesterday, I actually hit on a bunch of NFL games, but I sucked in my top five. I had the Yankees over, it went under. I bet a Pirates game to go under with Patrick Corbin on the mound. And the funniest thing is they let Patrick Corbin end up giving up 7 runs. And even with him, until he gave up the 7th run, we still had a chance to cover that game, which was interesting, but, you know, bad pick on my part. And I like the Steelers over, and if you watch the game, lots of drives, lots of field goals, not a lot of tutties. So I went under. So it was a crappy day for me yesterday. My other picks, I mean, I did have a bunch of good plays against the spread. Not many in baseball. Baseball was bad to me yesterday. Wasn't very good. I hit 3 out of 6 anytime touchdowns I posted. I don't know that any of that's important because when I lose my lock and when I don't have a great day in my top five, I feel like crap the next day. Couldn't sleep last night. If you watched the end of that Lions game and you had what I had, you couldn't sleep either. There will be a nap in my future. So what do we do today? And by the way, I want to go back to Saturday. We talked about it. Loved Nebraska against Colorado. I loved Old Dominion. They got 4 interceptions and couldn't score any points. They sucked. Hit a bunch of baseball plays on Saturday, too. Saturday baseball was great to me. Sunday baseball was unkind. So we get to today, where it's Monday night. We have a handful of baseball games.
I'm looking forward to tonight's game. This might be the most excited I've been for any game this week, week one other than the Ravens.
I like when Aaron Rodgers kind of goes back home and he's playing in California against these teams because he grew up a 49ers fan.
Right. So did Tom Brady.
Yeah. I'm excited. Well, I'm excited to see what he does with the Jets finally. Because if all he's doing is coming out with that flag and then getting out on the field for three plays, it's going to be a long season for the Jets. And he does have a chance to do one of the funniest things ever, which it wouldn't be funny to him, but King Petty's a douchebag, even though Rob likes him. So, but we'll see. I like points tonight. And it was a low. There was something interesting brought up because we get people to ask us all the time, do you think they scuffled coming out in week one because they didn't play in the preseason? Same thing happened this year with a lot of, and I think there needs to be more research into this and just saying, yeah, it's factual because we've had a lot of low scoring games the past 2 years. You have to go back further.
I'm not saying that that is not a problem. You probably see that in college football as well. You know what I mean? You'll see that, but I still say, I don't care what it is. I don't want the preseason. Yeah. I don't care. Let them scuffle the first couple of weeks. I don't like the preseason.
I just dismissed it because I don't buy into it. If their star players aren't practicing and your star players aren't practicing, does that mean you both come out? And by the way, when you're playing in a preseason game, everything you're seeing is vanilla. It's vanilla. That's all you're going
to
get.
Works to your practice because you're not running your stuff.
Yeah, go look at Bo Nix. Everybody was so excited about him. He broke the record for completions with the lowest yards per completion.
3.3 yards. Could have ran longer than that.
He had 26 completions.
Could have ran longer than that, man.
It's just, he sucks too. It wasn't a lot of good things that come out. Like, Caleb Williams didn't look good. I don't know how many of the rookie quarterbacks you thought looked good. Jaden Daniels started to figure it out. I saw some signs there. And I think Caleb Williams is going to be fine, but ultimately, no bueno. So I do like points tonight in the San Francisco-New York game, over 43.5. I thought I was going to be on San Francisco, being at home, especially with Trent Williams coming back. But even though both defenses are good, I think we see some big plays. You've got a lot of big play guys. I mean, we've seen Christian McCaffrey break it off. Brandon Ayuk is one of the best route runners in the league. By the way, I was watching DK Metcalf run routes. Yuck. How can you be that talented and run such sloppy routes all the time? And he still gets open, which is sad.
Because when you hit him, you bounce. He wants to run. He's like Michael Irvin, that he wants to make contact with you because when he makes his cut, not his route running,
yeah.
Not his route running, but when he makes his cut, he's throwing you off of him. Watch him.
Yeah.
He gets real close to the DB, and then he throws you off of him and makes his break.
Fair enough, but I'm watching him round off these routes, and I'm going, what are you doing? Put your foot in the dirt and go, man.
You don't need to run routes.
But anyway, so he's a big play guy. We know that. And look, the defenses can be big play guys, too, where you could see turnovers. Brock Purdy's been great at home. I think it's going to be a really fun game. I think we get points. I'm taking the over. When I started looking at all the baseball games, interesting enough, because here's what the weather favors. I got to put my glasses on. Marlins under, Yankees over, Orioles over, White Sox over, Dodgers over. What's everybody betting? Every
over.
Single effing over on the board, which you get back to and you start looking at it. Like, I was really interested in Chicago and the Dodgers to go over. Mm-hmm. I don't think I'm going to be on it. The one I think I might get to is the Orioles and Red Sox over, but it gives me a little bit of pause just because we've seen what the Orioles offense has been doing, and I've seen the Red Sox offense just look downright terrible in some outings, and they're going up against a left-handed pitcher, which I don't like them going up against lefties, even though Jaron Duren and Rafael Devers can hit lefties. I don't know what to think about Cade Povich in this matchup. You know, he had one where against the Dodgers where he didn't look any good, right? And then he comes back. And he had a gem this past week, but it was against the White Sox.
Yeah.
So now we get to see him against from the pale hose to the Red Sox to see what he's going to do.
Pale hose to the red hose?
Yeah, red hose. I didn't know I could say that. So here, let me just tell you this. Paul Skeens is on the bump today for Miami. So they get the best pitcher on the slate and the worst pitcher on the slate, or one of them, in Valentina Beloza. But I'm going with the under there. Pittsburgh-Miami under is going to be a play for me. I'm leaning towards the Orioles and Red Sox over. It's Brian Bayo versus, as we just talked about, Cade Povich. In the Dodgers game, it's kind of hard to not go with the over here. It's Walker Buehler, who hasn't looked good, and Kyle Hendricks, who's an extreme ground ball guy, but the wind's blowing out in L.A., and it doesn't affect it as much, but it's still effective. You know what I'm saying? Like, the other game that kind of interested me was Philly and Tampa Bay to go under. Now, this is a Cole Sulcer start. Who's coming in after him? It doesn't have it listed here. Usually, it with a bullpen game with Tampa Bay, they usually have a long man coming in after Cole Sulcer. We'll see how long he goes. But that being said, if it's a bullpen game with Tampa Bay, I'm liking it. I think that they can stifle this Phillies lineup. And Christopher Sanchez, I don't think you should have a problem with the Rays lineup, so I do like the under there. If you were looking at another overplay, I told you the Yankees game, great weather for hitting. That's Carlos Rodon going up against the Royals. And for Kansas City, it's Brady Singer, hard-throwing right-hander, can get some strikeouts, gives up a lot of hard contact, is a fly ball pitcher. Do with it what you want. I may end up being on that Yankees over or that Dodgers over, but again, with all the money I'm seeing right now come on it, I usually fade those spots. I was trying to explain this to a guy yesterday. I don't like being with the house or being against the house. I don't want to be with the public almost ever. And in baseball, it's really difficult because you're betting money lines. So you're going to see it fluctuate. And you don't have to have everybody on one side, but I bet a lot of totals. So, and I was talking about some of the games yesterday, and some guy's like, I can't believe you didn't bet New Orleans over Carolina. I said, if I had bet it, I would have taken Carolina, which you look at the score, it's ugly. But I can't be on that side where everybody is. And more times than not, when it looks too good to be true, it's what?
Too good to be true.
Correct. So my favorite play today would be the 49ers and Jets to go over that 43.5. And I do like the Pirates under quite a bit. I'll find some other plays, and I'm going to have some player props for the NFL a little bit later when I dive into the algorithm.
Thank you very much, Jeremy Kahn. Thank you very much, man. We are going along real smoothly right now, folks. On this Manic Monday program, reminder for you tomorrow, the Orioles President of Business Operations, Katie Griggs, will join us. Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today on The Fan. See, when I said 30 years ago, all of you 45 and over people, you think 1980s. No, 30 years ago was the 90s. You old bastards.
A few minutes later.
I got a text from Tracy, El Boss. You realize you're over 45, right? Yes.
What's that supposed to mean?
Because I said 45 and over, you old bastard. She's telling me that I'm an old bastard too. Well, I think that was a Tracy Brandy's way of saying so, you're old bastard too.
So it wasn't to me because I turned 45 next Monday.
Well, we'll be waiting for you.
I know what he was. Hey, welcome to the show, you old bastard. Happy to be a part of the club.
We'll have a membership card for you.
Yeah. What is it, AARP?
You know what? I refuse.
I'll get it.
I refuse. I won't get it. I ain't getting it. Nope. Nope.
I'll get that in a heartbeat.
But it has so many benefits. Nope. Won't get it. I'm not getting that, man. When I become a senior, won't accept that either. Hey, would you take a senior discount? Nope.
I would. Yes. They asked me if I want it now, and I say yes.
Because you look like you need it.
Your daughter, are you paying for this? Because that's my wife. Thank you. Everyone.
How much younger is Katie than you, really?
6 years. Yeah. But it don't look like 6 years.
I would have guessed 10. It don't look like 6 years. I would have guessed 10.
Like, the best part is I don't know how many times I have to tell the people at the assisted living facility that, right, you know, your mom and my grandfather at. They're like, oh, is that your dad? I was like, no, it's my grandfather. I just look old. That's my grandfather. He's 40 years older than me. Yeah. So that's how it goes.
Yeah. And that's the encore for the day. Jeremy, I'm looking at some airlines, some flights, man. I might make that trip down to Columbia, South Carolina this weekend.
Yeah, you've been talking a lot about it during the show.
I haven't sold, I got season tickets. I haven't sold my tickets yet.
Mm-hmm. But that would be a game to go to.
Yeah.
Well, first off, let me just, anytime you get to go to a college football game in the South, especially in the right areas, that would be SEC teams, but some other teams do it right. You can't, it doesn't matter who they're playing. It's not even about the game. It's about all the stuff you're doing before the game, then you get in and watch it.
You're so right.
It's just, just how it is. It's just a fun time.
Man.
We didn't even get to Maryland's loss this weekend. That was tough.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
They didn't have a lot of people. Fans didn't show up. Tough loss to Michigan State.
Is that why they lost? Fans didn't show up?
No, I'm just saying it's just kind of sad to see that. I think Maryland's going to be a decent team. Now, it's hard to convince people that if they just lost to Michigan State, but I do think they're going to be decent.
Kai in Reisterstown, what's up, man?
Real quick, Jeremy, they got a bunch of Santa Claus gigs coming up, man, with that beard. I think you can pull it off.
I probably can.
By the way, Rob, you, I don't know how close you are to approaching this Baltimore sports legend status, but man, yesterday I seen you. I was going to give you the shovel for that pitch, though. But I'm going to give it to Amaral St. Brown. And Jeremy, oh my, I heard you say how your stuff got messed up. All I needed him was to get 12 yards, man. You got Ramsey. Put the glove on him yesterday. So I'm giving Amaral to St. Amaral.
You said Amaral? What are you talking about? Cleaning your car out, man? What are you talking about?
Amaral St. Brown.
But I appreciate you, though, Kyle. I love you, man. Now it's time for you to find out what we learned today.
Amaral St. Brown.
What we learned today, first of all, Jeremy Kahn, today is National Wiener Schnitzel Day. I've never had a Wiener Schnitzel in my life.
It's awesome. If you Das Bierl.
What is it exactly?
So Wiener Schnitzel, like you can, depending on what type of schnitzel you're getting, like chicken schnitzel, like there's so many good ones. But,
oh, so it's different kind of meat.
Yeah, I mean, you can have it, but Wiener Schnitzel.
Hot dog?
Yeah, and like you get it with the curried ketchup, and you can dip it.
Wait, it's not a hot dog.
It's not, but what is it?
It's pounded out like you were making a chicken parm cutlet. But then it's deep fried.
So do you make it out of the hot dog meat? What kind of?
You can if it's out of pork, yeah. And then it's breaded and then deep fried.
So I can get it not pork.
Yeah.
You can get chicken.
Yeah.
All right.
Chicken schnitzel.
Because this one on here looks like it's chicken because it has lemon.
I'm trying to think
slices on it. Lemon
I got
wedges.
That confused with what the hell did I have in Germany where it was like the hot dog that was cut up with the curried ketchup and they put it.
I know
all
I've had that at the German Christmas festival.
It's delicious.
Like that's not a Wiener Schnitzel.
I'm not even a hot dog fan.
I'm a hot dog fan. Today is National Teddy Bear Day.
Okay.
You have a teddy bear? Did you have a teddy bear growing up?
No, you know what I had when I was a kid that I carried around?
What?
An E.T. doll. I carried it everywhere I went.
I can see that. I can see that by you. I can see that.
Trying to phone home.
And today is also National Boss/Employee Exchange Day.
By the way, I'm thinking of currywurst. Try it.
Screw that day.
What was it, boss?
Boss/employee exchange day.
We'll catch you next week.
Yeah, you go. Got a couple of birthdays, a lot of birthdays. Today, Joe Theismann turned 75.
Happy birthday, Joe.
Former basketball player Walter Davis turned 70. Former college football coach Bob Stoops turned 64. Jack Trudeau, 61. Thunder Dan Marley, 59 years old today.
So does
Todd Zeal, former Baltimore Oriole third baseman.
True story. I wore one sock inside out my whole high school playing basketball because I read Dan Marley did it somewhere.
Hey, nobody don't care.
Yeah, okay.
Former NBA player B.J. Armstrong turns 57 today.
I'm just going to see myself out.
former pitcher Mike Hampton turns 52 today. Kirk Ainsworth. Didn't he play here for a cup of coffee, Kirk Ainsworth? Pitcher?
Did he play here?
I think the reason why I put it down because I think he played here. I didn't look it up. Anyway, he turns 46 today. Shane Battier. Did he? He did. Joe says he did. He turns 46 today. He's a year older than you. And, see, I had to bring it a little bit younger to let Joe play along. I realize I've been unfair. You know these two guys.
Mm-hmm.
Former pitcher Edwin Jackson, who played for 38 teams. And former NBA player who went the wrong way, J.R. Smith. Both celebrating the birthday today. Jeremy, who's older?
This one's easy. It's Edwin Jackson.
Edwin Jackson, you think?
Edwin Jackson.
Okay.
And Edward.
I'll go J.R. Smith.
You go J.R. Smith? This is close. Very close. J.R. Smith today turns 39.
Oh, it is closer than I thought.
Yeah. Yeah. Edwin Jackson today turns 41.
But Edwin Jackson, he born in Germany and played for, like, as you said, every MLB team.
Twice.
Ridiculous, man.
What so you got many. For us over there, Jeremy Kahn?
Yeah, here is one. This one kind of fit me. Going to bed early, not leaving my house, not going to a party. My childhood punishments are now my adult goals. That's so true.
I like that.
Oh, man. If you state to a group of people if and how you shave your private area, you are making a pubic announcement. My wife said she's divorcing me, saying that I was too un-American. I saw it coming from a kilometer away. Here we go. That one sucked. What did the retired sailor say?
I don't know.
Long time no see.
No. What?
These are just
Come
bad
on,
ones.
Joe, you're just giving rim shots out for anything now, aren't you?
How do you get Pikachu on a bus? You get Pokemon.
The music stopped. Tell you to go. Vinny and Haney up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful day.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.